Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
One of the most iconic and hated predators in the United States is having a moment. Wolf populations are recovering across the West. Last December, 10 gray wolves were released into the mountains of Colorado, part of a voter-approved effort to reintroduce the animals to the state. And further south, in Arizona and New Mexico, the smaller Mexican gray wolf, the lobo, is thriving too. So, what's it like to get up close to these wild animals?
199-173, they've got eyes on the wolf. They're gonna work towards the highway.
At the annual Mexican Wolf Count in the White Mountains of Arizona, wildlife experts climb into a helicopter and skirt the treetops to look for wolves that once were on the brink of extinction. I'm inside the operations center, where I can hear the radio chatter. The helicopter has eyes on the Eagle Creek pack.
199-173, start pursuit.
In the last 4 to 5 years, the population has really started to take off and basically boom.
Brady McGee is the Mexican Wolf Recovery Coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
We're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
McGee says the results of the last count hit a record, at least 242 wolves alive and well along the Arizona-New Mexico border. It's taken 25 years to get the population this high. In fact, there were zero wild wolves in the 1970s when the animal was first protected by the Endangered Species Act.
Early 1900s, the federal government basically waged war on all predators, trying to eliminate predators in order to increase the livestock industry in the area. They were fairly successful at eliminating the Mexican wolf.
Was it the government killing the animals, or the ranchers, or both?
It was both.
I guess the government's tune has changed here, right?
It's significant, yeah.
It changed because the Endangered Species Act forced them to save the wolf from extinction. Starting in 1998, Mexican wolves bred in captivity were released into the mountains. Once the count hits an average of 320 wild animals for 8 years, the lobo will be one step closer to getting off the endangered species list. McGee says it's a remarkable turnaround for wolves across the West.
In the very near future, we're going to have gray wolves, including Mexican gray wolves from the Mexican border all the way up to Canada.
Lots of people don't like that.
And that's that. There's wolves in Montana, Wyoming, and now Colorado. We've got wolves here in Arizona, New Mexico, and they're all going to be interconnected very soon.
The wolves that the state is trying to count live out here in the White Mountains. I am sitting in a valley surrounded by mountains that are studded with ponderosa pines and juniper trees. It is cold. It is a January evening. The sun is going down. I can barely feel my fingers. This is prime wolf country.
Hey, girls. Hey, girls.
A rancher named Wink Krigler lives in that valley. She walks quietly near the banks of the Little Colorado River, trying to get the attention of about a dozen cows grazing in her pasture. They're so calm, the ladies can't even be bothered to moo.
These cows are not wolf-stressed right now, but if a wolf was to run out through them, they would all gather together. You'd see their heads go up, and you'd see their behavior change very, very quickly.
Last year, wolves killed 111 ranch animals in New Mexico and Arizona, which is down from the year before. And ranchers like Krigler do get compensated when investigators can prove that it was a wolf that killed their cows. But that's tough to do when all that's left is a pile of bones.
We see wolves pretty frequently. We see the sign, the scat, and the tracks. A couple of years ago, I had a pet calf that I'd raised from a very little dogie, and one night the wolves came in and killed him right here in my yard. He was dead and brutally murdered by a pack of 5 wolves that came right onto my yard.
And how'd that make you feel?
Well, it makes me shed a tear. yeah, they are livestock, but they're your partners. You grow up with them, and so it makes you pretty sad when you look out and you see the brutality of these savages that murder your property.
With more predators around, Krigler moves most of her herd off the ranch and out of wolf country during calving season. It's expensive, and she says the state only reimburses her for part of it.
I've survived drought. I've survived fire. I've survived bad markets. But I do have a question as to whether the ranch can survive wolves.
Do you want to see them recovered, or what would you like to see?
No wolves.
The state is aware of this age-old feud between rancher and wolf, and there are efforts to help them coexist. Arizona even has a team of range riders to keep the predators away from cows. But wildlife conservationist Brian Bird says the wolves don't have it easy either.
The wild population is so closely related, they might as well be brothers and sisters.
Bird is with the Defenders of Wildlife. When I spoke with him after the last population count, he said with so few wolves in the wild, genetic diversity and inbreeding is a serious problem.
They become much more susceptible to disease. They have smaller litters. They don't reproduce as well. So it can lead to a vicious feedback cycle of just reliving extinction again.
Back at the wildlife headquarters, biologists are trying to keep that from happening.
Got a wolf down.
When the helicopter crew radios with news that they've just darted a wolf with a tranquilizer, the room gets a jolt of anticipation. And within minutes, the chopper lands outside.
Okay, so one of the crew members is getting off the helicopter right now. He's got a wolf in his arms. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Moments later, the 58-pound male is rushed onto an exam table. A team of veterinarians hovers above the wolf as if he's a patient in the ICU.
93.4.
Oh, that is pretty low then. Let's go ahead and... Does this room have a heater?
The wolf is too cold, so the crew is putting the animal in a sleeping bag, essentially, and they're putting some warmers up against its body. They're also working to take the radio collar that it's wearing off to replace it because it's failed.
The wolf's pulse is strong, his breathing steady as the team draws blood for genetic testing. The animal is sedated, but when Dr. Susan Dix removes the muzzle, she reveals a blinking, wild eye and a breathtaking set of canines.
Yeah, I always got hair in his teeth. Looks like I'm sure it's elk hair.
After the exam, Dr. Dix tells me the 8-year-old is healthy, aside from a few broken teeth.
Probably was kicked in the face at some point by an elk, but he's definitely on the high end of the bell curve for age. It's very rigorous to survive in the wild. You know, we have cars and we have humans and other wolves.
In fact, 30 Mexican wolves died in the wild last year, and it's likely that humans illegally killed 11 of them. In a few hours, the wolf I saw will wake up from his tranquilizer nap and stagger back into the wilderness to find his mate. It's breeding season, and Dr. Dix says the old wolf needs to get to work. His species depends on it.